This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by WLVR's Vice President of News, Jim Deegan. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Well, reporter Jay Bradley is fairly new to WLVR News, but this week he managed to get a choice assignment, the opening of the 170th running of the Great Allentown Fair.
Yep, the fair opened on Wednesday night. It's going to run every day through Labor Day, and it has this year all the regular attractions. Also has, for the first time, metal detectors, Brad, and this is the result of a couple of incidents earlier this summer with other festivals. There were shootings this summer at Music Fest in Bethlehem and at Easton's Heritage Day, and fair organizers decided to put metal detectors at the gates of the Allentown Fair. Now, the difference between those other festivals and this one is that Music Fest and Heritage Day are not gated. So it's a step that fair organizers took. Incidentally, they do prohibit weapons or anything that looks like a weapon from the fairgrounds. But if the first night is any indication, this wasn't a big deal for folks who were going to the fair. And the fair itself is looking to get back to a sense of normalcy. For the last couple of years, they're expecting big crowds.
I have not been, but I'm looking forward to trying it out this year. Hosting Morning Edition has changed my own perceptions of the world in a number of ways. I see the pre-dawn stars on my way into work and comment on them sometimes. I deliver the weather forecast all morning, and we've had a string of perfect days this week. Sunshine, not too hot, no rain clouds in sight. I like delivering that news, but in fact, it's been a very dry summer in the Lehigh Valley.
So dry, Brad, that earlier this week, the state issued a drought watch in 36 counties in Pennsylvania, including Lehigh and Northampton counties, and all the counties that touch Lehigh and Northampton. The drought watch affects primarily the northern and eastern parts of the state. And what it means for folks is that the state asks them to voluntarily reduce their water use. So if you reduce your water use daily by 5 to 10%, the state says that's anywhere from 3 to 6 gallons.
Anecdotally, I've been seeing trees drop leaves early and people actually raking up leaves in August, which I don't remember.
We had a big storm about 10 days ago, and I think over 2 inches of rain fell then, and that's about all we've really had this month. So we're at a 2 inch or so deficit for the month of August.
In the news business, stories have slugs. They're like brief titles. This week I saw one, Moravian Robots, two words I don't normally associate with each other. It was a pilot program in Bethlehem to deliver food to Moravian University students by robot.
So this is a story that comes to us from our newest reporter, WLVR Sarah Mueller. She was out, as you say, Brad, at Moravian University's campus where they are using these robots that are about the size of a mini fridge, maybe a little smaller, that working with the university's food services provider, Sodexo, delivers food to students at certain locations on campus. So Moravian has a few restaurants on campus. You can call the restaurant. You can use an app, order up your food. The robot will deliver it.
Is the company that delivers them called QuickieBot or is it KiwiBot? What is it?
KiwiBot. It's KiwiBot. And Moravian used to use with Sodexo Grubhub for delivery services. This replaces that. And I guess from the student's perspective, the benefit is one of cost, whereas delivery with robots cost a couple of bucks. It can be much more than that if you're having delivery done by a traditional delivery service like DoorDash or Grubhub. And University Chief Information Officer David Brandis had this to say.
Sometimes you have an order for $2 or $3 and you're paying $12 or $13 in fees to have that order delivered to you before you even tip the driver.
That raises a trivial question. Do you tip the robot? I guess not.
You do not tip the robot.
It sounds like a bit of a novelty story right now, but it does raise some interesting questions about the future of work.
Look, with a labor shortage in the services sector, there's always the question of when and if some jobs will be displaced by automation.
Well, so far, your job is safe. Vice President of News, Jim Deegan, thanks for joining us.
Brad, thanks for having me here.
For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.